I don't even know if there's something there to go
well,
to.
Do you guys watch the other franchises religiously, or is it just a dip in and out to see what's going on?
Instagram, social media. Yeah. I have too much of it in my life.
Yeah.
I'm too busy, actually, we're with our kids. Yeah. We're real.
Yeah, you're doing life. Right. Yeah.
And, I never.
Oh, those kids are real kids. Aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Wow, that's amazing.
They're not props.
I thought these are great actors. These kids.
And they're real cute.
They're
too,
very
right?
good looking kids. So absolutely.
Top notch rentals. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long will the cameras run for? Like, is this a one day a week, four weeks straight? Well, how are they following it?
It's about 4.5 months of the year, in a row, and it's 5 days a week.
Multiple times a day. I think that's the other thing that people don't understand. Like, they think maybe it's simple where it's like the cameras just follow us where we go, and it's not like that. It's actually, I've had to do 3 different things in a day where you're doing something in the morning, and then you're doing a lunch in the afternoon, and then you're doing an all cast event at night.
When do you have the lay down?
Which,
you need a lay down.
You don't. No. That's why a lot of times when it's like you lose your mind and tell someone they're a wackadoodle or whatever, it's because you're just done.
How much gets filmed that doesn't get shown? So, like, you might pop over to each other's house and then, that just won't
even wouldn't you be dirty if you went over, you hung out, you spent 4 hours, and we edited that out.
And a wasted outfit.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
That's a kicker. But honestly,
it's the outfit and the glam. That's what I'm like, damn.
Oh, I do my own makeup. I don't waste money on that.
You do your own glam.
Yeah, because I want my money in the bank.
Oh, so if you guys do glam, you're paying for it yourself. Like, they're not doing your glam. Yeah,
no.
That's why some housewives go all out.
You need me doing your deals. I get glam coming here.
Oh, my God, I love
obviously
that.
Obviously not this morning.
We got to get you in there.
Yeah.
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 Wow, what an interesting life. Fascinating to watch. And I think you're right. Someone said earlier, it's just easier to be yourself because if you're trying to create a narrative or make yourself out to look like you're something that you really... It's very transparent.
And
instantly.
It backfires. I think it backfires. I think, as Gina and I have been on for 6 years now, and I can say... Both of us have just always been ourselves. Always. I've never tried to be someone else. I've never tried to be sensational. And Shane always said to me, what is that saying that it's the tortoise that wins the race? Slow and steady wins the race. And I would say that Gina and I have been the tortoise. We've been the slow and steady. We've been consistent.
I hate cardio.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always say that it was a privilege when I was auditioning for the show, and I didn't even know what was going on. I didn't even know what an audition was. And it's like, I feel very happy and blessed that I didn't misrepresent myself. I told them who I was from the very beginning, and I was okay with who I was. And so now I feel like I have the privilege of continuing to just be myself.
Yeah.
And that actually, because all these women now, they come in and they're pretending to be these things because they're trying to get on the show.
Yeah. They end up being crazy, right?
Yeah,
it's too hard to sustain.
And they don't last.
Yeah.
They don't last. It's like a shooting star. They take off bright, and everybody's like, oh, they're amazing. And then you see them one season, they fizzle out.
Yeah, right.
Well, this... franchise won't be fizzling out anytime soon. The Real Housewives of Orange County, streaming in Australia only on Hey You.
Well, Hey You.
Hey You's great.
I love, and honestly, also, shout out to all of our Aussie fans because we feel their presence. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Even when Andy Cohen comes out, they all go crazy. Andy loves hitting the gay strips. You know what he's like. He's a bag of fun, Andy.
We love Andy.
He really is. He's a bag of fun.
He's so lovely. Yeah. And I hate to hear bad things written about him and stuff.
There's haters out there.
You just got to brush that off.
We all have bad things written about us. So.
We take the hits and we keep it moving. You know what the thing is that as
there comes the Geordie Shore out of you. There you
go. Yeah, and we know how to bounce. That's what I always say is I hit the ground, but I bounce and I get back up. And I think that's true of most people in this reality world because you bounce or you're gone.
That's right.
So
ladies, thanks for coming past the house.
Thanks, girl.
Continued success.
Thank you.
The Real Housewives of Orange County on this morning here at KISS.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. This Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there. Got some headaches for the Princess Freeway inbound through the Point Cook Bend to Quarry Creek Road following an earlier crash. A collision remains in Vermont Town from the Burwood Highway city bound before Spring Bar Road, blocking the left lane, and an accident for Brunswick Lygon Street at Albert Street, also affecting trams. Powerworks in Deepdean, Burke Road closed both ways between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Baldwin Road, your best alternative. It's a slow run on the Hume inbound approaching Cooper Street and the Eastern filling up at the Hoddle Street exits. The Harris Scarf mid-season sale is on now. Save 40% off bras and underwear by Playtex and Bonds. Exclusions apply. Harris Scarf, great brand, great prices. The Kiss Cars, cloudy, possible morning shower. It's up at 14, right now 11 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor.
We got it!
We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it all.
You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Does your to-do list give you the ick? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. They have the tools, the skills, and lots of verified ratings and reviews from locals just like you. Whether it's scrubbing Barbies, doing the airport pickup, or styling your mullet, there's a tasker waiting to take care of your to-do list, so you can spend more time doing what you want to do. Get more done with Airtasker.
If you're more ambition than tradition, at Federation University Berwick, we're with you. Want to experience paid work, not pay for work experience? We're with you. Real community with real opportunities? We're with you. How about some actual diversity? We're with you. We're here to back you, to push you, to help and support you. We're in your corner, right here, right now, in this moment. And from this moment on, we're with you. Learn more at federation.edu.au.
Real people, real products, real fun. No matter who you are, Sexyland has something real sexy for everyone. With Australia's biggest range of sexy costumes, lingerie, couples toys and fun gifts and games for adults. Sexyland. 11 stores in Melbourne and Geelong open till midnight 7 days a week. Or shop online for 2-hour delivery. Sexyland.com.au.
At Woolworths, save on your shop this spring with great weekly specials. Like marinated kebab varieties with RSPCA-approved chicken from the deli, now $1 each, save 40 cents. That's today's fresh food, people. On sale until October 1st, while stocks last, may not be available in all stores or online.
Get Nicorette Quick Mist for a great price every day at Chemist Warehouse. Relieve nicotine cravings fast and give more power to your willpower. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Stop smoking aid. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au.
Amaysim!
Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
I've done it! Cancel the Tyler.
Oh no, you're not doing it yourself.
Even better. I've got Mr. Wet Wall. Think floor-to-ceiling waterproof panels that go over your tiles, so no demo job, and it's 65% cheaper than retiling, which means more money for...
a walk-in wardrobe full of Jimmy Choos.
Jimmy who? I was thinking more of a leisure centre, pool table.
Visit MrWetWall.com now, so you can spend more reno money on whatever you like.
On, off. On, off.
Having access to cash can switch your business on, help you grow and scale. But without a healthy cash flow, your business can get switched off fast. If you want to switch your business on to buy new stock or equipment or simply improve your cash flow, get on deck with an OnDeck business loan. OnDeck provide business loans up to $250,000 with funding possible the same business day. Switch your business on. Visit ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ambol Fruiteries Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ambol Fruitery. Offers October 1, see ambol.com.au for details.
Does it feel good when Kennards Hire has your back to make your job easy?
Kenno.
Whether you've got a big job or an even bigger job, get that Kenno's feeling.
Kennards make your job easy.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29. Kyle and Jackie O.
You are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it Kiss.
Keep it Kiss.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the gosh unreal. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the poison, but you, I'm not a child to stop the feeling. You can change just the way you are. Make an excuse for stupid reason. The fuck will you
worry, you're not passing out. Chapel Roan, good luck, babe. Here at Kiss Live out of Hollywood. Jackie's got some own news now, everyone.
Oh, where's my little intro?
Oh, God, you want everything.
I'm not used to starting without hearing that.
Okay. By the way, I've scribbled it over my sheet, so I'm not sure who own news is brought to us by.
DailyMail.com.au, everything you need to know now. Thank you,
God,
David.
It just rolls off the tongue with you. That's unbelievable. It's like I bought one. What do you got?
So Ellen DeGeneres has made a little joke about becoming the mean girl in showbiz. You know, she went through that whole period where everyone was like, oh, she's not as nice as she makes out.
Yes.
You know, she's actually really nasty. And then everyone hated her and turned on her.
How did that happen when everyone loved her? What, because a couple of old toads that used to work there said she was nasty? That's showbiz, baby. That's every... If you're a flop at work, people that are in charge will have a problem.
Well, in her...
That's life.
...new comedy special for Netflix, she addresses this. And, yeah, let's have a listen.
Yeah, y'all heard I was mean. Everybody heard that I was mean. Everywhere I go, I know everyone's heard that I'm mean. Yeah, the first I heard about it, I came across a headline that said how Ellen DeGeneres became the most hated person in America. Now, I didn't see the other names on the ballot, but it's an impressive title. It really is. I was in therapy for a while trying to deal with all the hatred that was coming at me. And, you know, it was not a common situation for a therapist to deal with. At one point, my therapist said, Ellen, where do you get this idea that everyone hates you? And I said, well, New York Times, Washington Post, Entertainment Weekly, Us Weekly. I think Elmo may have said something recently on an episode of Sesame Street. Here's the problem. I'm a comedian who got a talk show, and I ended the show every day by saying, be kind to one another. But I became a brand, a one-dimensional character who gave stuff away and danced every day. Had I ended my show by saying, go f*** yourselves, people would have been pleasantly surprised to find out I'm kind.
That's so true.
That was the real problem.
That was the problem, is everyone was like, oh, she goes on about being nice to everyone. But look, there was a day she wasn't nice to someone.
Yeah.
Liar. Like, that was all it was,
but
really.
But she really breaks it down where it makes no sense, really, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's it. It's like she's put herself up here and where she has to be this perfect kind of kind human being at all times.
Does
and never
she have
a
to
bad
be,
day.
Who says she had to
but,
be nice?
But the, no, no one is saying she has to, but that's why it became such
yeah,
a big
right.
thing. And then Hayden Panettiere, now she used to be on...
Well, the Whale Girl.
Right, was she the whale girl, was she?
Why the whale girl?
Well, she used to paddle out and, you know, try and save the whales.
Yeah, she did, actually,
like an activist.
She was on many things, like Heroes, that TV show.
Oh, yeah, that's what she's famous for, but yeah. I like her... Like her protection of nature. I like that.
She went through a pretty rough time recently. She had a car accident. She struggled with substance abuse for years.
Oh, what was she on?
I don't know, actually, what she was actually on. But and then her younger brother passed away suddenly.
Oh.
So there were concerns for her well-being when she did a recent interview with People magazine. And people were uncomfortable watching it because they could see she was slurring and struggling to get her words out.
Oh, she was off her head or she was emotional?
Well, that's what they were. No, they thought she might have been on something. And they asked People magazine to take it down because they just felt like that was exploiting her.
Right.
So... here's a little snippet from that interview where she talks about her daughter.
I saw her in her school play once. It was more of like a Christmas special thing, and she was more concerned about directing the kid next to her in his steps than she was about what she was doing. Like, leaving this poor kid alone, like, just do your stuff. And she's like, come on, man, like, turn around. What's wrong with you? Going like this in front of everyone. I was like, that's mine. That's my kid.
Anyway, yeah. She said about
does
that
sound,
interview.
Does sound like she's on the... To me, I could guess.
Yeah.
What do you think she's on?
I don't think it's like... I don't think it's like party drugs. I think
prescription.
It's... I think it's more likely antidepressants because it dulls your vibe.
Yeah.
And she sounds like she's trying to push through a fog. And knowing Bruno, who works for me, who's officially mental,
mm-hmm.
he's always on some weird tablet. And he often is like, would you say that's antidepressant, Bruno?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I reckon if I had to have a guess, it'd be like lithium or something like that.
Oh, God, you're really narrowing it down.
It sort of makes you feel like you're a couple of beats behind. It's not
trying
a nice
to sound with it
yeah.
on that. Not that I've ever had the lithium, but it that's the vibe I reckon.
And what
you
do you
get.
Take lithium for?
Bipolar.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Everyone says it's really hectic. No one wants to stay on it very long, do they?
No, I tried it, and within a week I was like, listen, with what I do for work, I can't be a zombie. Because, you know, all the listeners love how quick-witted I am and shit like that. So
I've never read any emails that say
They're all like, oh, yeah, love him. The Boosh, he's the man and shit like that. So,
the Boosh? You've renamed yourself.
Oh, no, it's the listeners. Oh, yeah, man. I love it.
Oh, the listeners? Have you ever heard anyone refer to him as the Boosh?
I've only heard Bruno refer to himself as the Boosh.
The Boosh.
But I've never heard anyone else refer to him as that.
It sounds like a character out of Happy Gilmore or something.
Yeah, so anyway, just giving listeners what they want. So now I'm, you know, super quick. You know, they call me the gunslinger of laughs.
Do they?
You make that up on the
I'd love to see those emails printed out.
Oh, yeah, how good's LA?
Anyway, she says, I won't be criticised for how fast or slow I speak. I just hadn't slept for 2 days prior to that shoot.
Oh,
and she
Bender.
Says, whether or not I'm on medication is none of anyone's business.
Oh, and rightly so.
Fair enough. Yep, yep. And then, you wouldn't have heard this yesterday, but... Cooper Johns was on air when you were sick talking about all the things that are in LA that you might not know about, right?
And I heard from someone that said it was the most underwhelming list of rubbish
that
Jackie handled it perfectly by discarding it and rubbishing it.
And yawning.
Is that what you did?
Well, yeah, it was underwhelming,
Oh, my God, I've been yawned at by you. It's horrible.
I'm sorry, I can't contain
it's
my
It's one
yawn.
Of the worst feelings to be excitedly telling Jackie something and you look over and she's like, oh, yeah, anyway, Virgo. Oh, it's a dangerous day for you, Virgo.
So he was talking about all the big cats in LA, you know? And we were talking about coyotes and all of that.
Mountain lions and stuff like that.
The mountain lions, yeah. Anyway, funnily enough, just straight after that happened, a video pops up on Instagram. Tommy Lee, you know, from Pamela Anderson's ex. His wife,
Motley
Brittany.
Crew.
They shared footage of a coyote swooping into their backyard. So you can see... Brittany is like, I think they're just there in the backyard. The little dog goes for a wee. She turns her back for a second.
Oh.
A coyote comes in.
What sort of dog?
Swoops up the dog, little,
tiny,
and fluffy.
Little, like a little teacup thing.
So that coyote came in so quick, and she turned around for a second, turned back around, could see the coyote taking off with her dog. She screams like she's letting out a few. Well, I've got some audio of it. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Anyway, can I just say, Brittany took off after the coyote and managed to get the dog back. She grabbed the coyote, took it out of its mouth.
Are you kidding?
No, the dog's fine.
The dog didn't die? The
dog didn't die. Amazing.
Do you think these coyotes are, like, starving out there?
They are. They're all very thin. Why do you always feel sorry for the wrong person?
Because it's a predator.
I bet you'd feel as terrible for Diddy as well. Oh, the poor coyotes and Diddy. They're never going to get a fair shake. Yeah, because they're wrong town.
Imagine this, like within a second, it must be sitting there starving to death. The dog walks out, quick, get that thing.
And then some crazy rock star's wife rips it out of your own jaws.
Oh, now you make me feel sorry for the coyote.
Oh, Jackie, you're so easily twisted.
I am.
But those coyotes are all through these beautiful Hollywood Hills. They're everywhere.
That's the thing. Like, it's so weird to think that you can't just take your dog out in the backyard for a wee without being on constant
What
alert.
About your little child?
Would it take a child?
Absolutely.
It would?
A bobcat would. Like,
wow.
I'm not letting Otto wander around this property because we're right on the top of a hill.
Yeah, and you look over bushland.
Yeah, you look over the sort of back hedge here, which looks straight across Hollywood, and it's like it's a pretty sharp drop off.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting out there chuffing away at night once everyone's gone to bed.
Yeah,
and I hear rustle, rustle, rustle all the time, and I got so nervous I went inside.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and we got armed guards here, and I'm still going inside. Because those wild animals.
Damien was here yesterday too when you were in bed and he heard the rustling. And I said, oh, what
the
was
rustling,
it, a lizard?
It's true. No,
yeah, he's
it's
like,
big.
No, it was big.
Yeah. And there's, what are those other things? What were those other animals, Bruno?
Oh, I saw two raccoons.
Oh, and they're way bigger than you think they
What's a raccoon?
God, here we are back at the mammoth again.
Yeah, what is that?
It was sort of like, think of a cat, but like a bigger body, and it's got like human hands.
Like a mid-sized...
Like a domestic cat.
Domestic cat, but the size of a mid-sized dog.
Right, yeah.
With a huge tail and the human hands.
The hands were the creepiest things.
Can you put it up on the screen, guys?
Doing it now.
Human hands.
Well, not like my hands.
They've got fingers.
They can pick things up and they run on their back legs.
Okay, yeah.
I need to Google this because...
And they're bigger than you think. And a lot of them have this...
Oh, yeah, I know the ones.
They have a brain-eating disease here in California. They say 70% of the population have this parasite eating away in their brain. So if you were to ingest its turd... which is highly unlikely for adults, but if a kid picked it up and put a turd in its mouth, then the child's going to get the brain-eating disease.
Of course.
Kyle, didn't you have a skunk that tried to, like, stand up to you last time you were here?
Yeah, I had a skunk
here
as well.
Did they actually smell?
It didn't smell when I saw it, but I was, once again, in the wee hours of the evening, and I'm outside smoking, and I heard a rustle, and I looked to my left, and about 5 metres away, a skunk was just looking at me, and I'd never seen one in my life, and I thought, Jesus, that's a skunk. And it looked at me and then just turned and walked off.
Skunks don't look that cute.
They're actually really beautiful.
Oh, Pepe, they do?
Yeah.
Pepe Le Pew. Was he in love with a cat? Like, was he the
skunk? Are you talking about the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yes, a cat that had been accidentally painted with a white stripe.
Oh, okay.
Was that who was Pepe Le Pew?
God,
can I just weigh in on this?
What sort of childhood did you have? Well, we've got to explain every animal on Earth to you.
Can I just say, Pepe Le Pew, as a Frenchman, is such an insult because it makes out that all French people are smelly, grabby.
Isn't that the case?
Excuse me, if you were talking about any other culture on Earth, you'd be cancelled.
I
don't know why the French are free.
I've talked about many other cultures and still never been cancelled. Didn't your president end up rooting and marrying his school teacher?
Yeah, yes, that's correct.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's
weird, right? Mm. Weird.
Well, yeah, it was the older woman with the younger man.
Yeah, that's why I like that. Yeah. That's a good story.
Oh, right, whatever. All right, so it's not
15,
the Diddy category.
Jackie, I think you might want to think twice about that.
Who was 15? No, she wasn't. She didn't get with him when he was 15.
Yes, she did.
No, they met when they were 15.
Yeah, they met, but they didn't get together at that point.
For sure.
Yeah, right.
Hang on. How do you know that, Miss Censor? Like, how do you know that?
She's censored other discussions about it, obviously.
I have an issue with targeting people when they're in high school, as it turns out.
Well, look at that kid from bloody Baywatch this morning, right? Jeremy Jackson.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
He was 14 on the show, and Nicole Eggert, one of the girls on the show, was like 20 or something.
Yeah.
And then they got together when he was in his 20s. But that's a completely... There's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But that's a completely different scenario.
It's not that different, really, is it?
Teacher, it was an abuse of power. It's different. In my personal
opinion. The abuse
of
power in the 2000s was every man's dating technique in the 1980s.
In France, it's different, too. You've got to remember, my boy Emmanuel Macron, he's like, you know, he's on a different level, you know?
No, I don't know.
No,
I'd like
we
more
don't know.
I don't know
that needs more.
Ah, the French, yeah. We're all like Pepe Le Pew, truth be told.
Wow, you've done the full turnaround.
Started off with how offended he was.
L.A.
Okay.
I just want to tell everyone what Bruno's dressed in today.
Yeah.
Tiny little, like, gay footballer shorts. No shirt. The hairiest chest you've ever seen, bar Robin Williams. An ill-fitting white robe that it's obviously stolen from a hotel, and green-tinted sunglasses. That's who's been meeting our guests.
They're not just the lens that's green. Everything is green.
He's been going out the front meeting the highest agents and the publicists, all the Real Housewives people. That's how he's met them all at the gate, like an absolute escaped mental patient.
I don't think people blink an eye, really, to be
honest.
They
don't, do they?
No.
And also, Jeremy Jackson pulled me aside and was like, I love your look, man. This is so you. And we've just met. But this is now me. I'm now the robe guy.
You've told that story twice today. Am I going to hear this forever?
Yeah.
And then when people go, who? And you have to explain, you know, the kid in Baywatch? It's going to start getting long in the tooth.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
If David Hasselhoff told you you were unreal, that's a different story.
Yeah. Man. What were we talking about?
Pepe Le Pew.
Oh, yeah, that's offensive to the French. Cancelled.
Why do you French always complain, but you never go to war with anyone?
It's too scary. Yeah. We're busy trying to bang our teachers. Here you are saying go to war.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying
Who's
it's interesting.
The smart one.
It's interesting that has France ever fought in any war or done anything?
Oh, Napoleon was a baller.
Didn't you guys kill your whole royal family? What was that over? They dragged them from the palace and sliced their heads off. And everyone cheered.
Because everyone else was poor and they were too rich.
That's part of the way life is. That's part of the way life is.
Well, they didn't
you
like
work
it.
Hard and you get ahead.
But royal family, you can't you do that.
You're born into privilege. You can't escape that.
Yeah.
And look at Jackie here, born into privilege up on the Isle of Capri on the Gold Coast.
I was not born into privilege. I really wasn't.
The Hamptons of Australia, they call the Island of Capri.
And Jackie's got that pure French blood too.
That's right. Well, I did a DNA test and, you know, there's a lot of French in me. A lot.
There's a lot of French in her.
Well, yeah, there is. I've never been with a French man though, you know.
Oh, you're missing out.
Oh.
The disappointment.
You know we're still on, right?
Oh, shit, sorry. What is it, 4:30 here, 9:30 Melbourne and Sydney?
I'm trying to figure out the time.
Who knows?
So annoying.
Let's take your last calls, guys. Do you want to phone in? 13-1065.
Kyle.
Jackie O.
Home to the world's biggest stars.
You know him as George Costanza from Seinfeld. The amazing Jason Alexander is taking over the Kyle and Jackie O show.
Please welcome Jason Alexander.
Jason's hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O live in LA tomorrow at 8. Do not miss him.
Katy Perry's new album, 143, is out now.
Hey guys, it's Gordy.
Melbourne show starts today. Ooh, bring it on. The long weekend is kicking off. So much on in our city. And we're getting you into what is going to be a huge weekend with the most music in Melbourne. Plus, we're sending you to see Coldplay live. We've reserved an entire row for you and all your friends. We go live right after Kyle and Jackie O at 10, only on Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetics sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
But I didn't drink that much, and I ate a big meal.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
I can't lose my license.
A message from the TAC.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only, enjoy responsibly.
What's on our this year's Melbourne Royal Show?
Loads more animals.
Big and small.
Show bags
and carnival rides.
For all,
super dogs,
and a new motocross show,
and more farm experiences to explore.
A feast of food and fireworks.
There's more off the dock for sure.
All of this
and so much more at the 2024 Melbourne Royal Show.
Family pass, just $99. On now until 6th of October. Tickets at royalshow.com.au.
Home is yours to create with $50,000 to spend your way at Dennis Family Homes. Will you choose a facade upgrade with instant wow factor, year-round comfort with upgraded heating and cooling, or extra storage to conquer your clutter? The choice is yours to make with up to $50,000 in specified upgrades when you spend just $9,990 on our Inspiration Series homes. Search Dennis Family Homes today to find out more. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Conditions apply. Building license number CDBU 49195.
Bella's filling up at Ampol, dreaming of her perfect camping weekend away. And she'll be there in 2 hours. Go from A to anywhere with Amplify Premium Fuels, engineered for tough Aussie conditions. Ampol, Australia's own.
Does it feel good when Kennards Hire has your back to make your job easy?
Kenno.
Whether you've got a big job or an even bigger job, get that Kenno's feeling. Kenno's make
your job easy. What makes Aldi's fresh skin-off salmon a superfood? Omega-3, the fact it's $12.99 a two-pack, or is it its ability to leap from tall buildings? Okay, well, it's not the building thing. Aussie seafood at Aldi prices. Aldi. Good different.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the wind for comment. Go ahead, wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they'll help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. secvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Get half price off the Emco beauty range now at Chemist Warehouse with the half price cosmetic sale. Hurry, sale ends September 29.
Here's Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there, crews returning to a crash in Vermont south of the Burwood Highway city bound just before Spring Bay Road. The left-hand lane is closed. Whilst we're on the Burwood Highway, the lights are on flash at the Dorset Road intersection in Fern Tree Gully. Emergency power works in Deep Dean Burke Road closed between Whitecross Road and Stoke Avenue. Take Baldwin Road. The Melbourne show kicking up today in and around the showgrounds. Plenty of extra foot traffic in and around the precinct to be mindful of. Just got a few brake lights in the Westgate inbound post peak from around Greve Road over the bridge into the Burnley. Due to construction at Melbourne Airport, allow an extra 30 minutes for arrivals and departures. For quicker pickups and drop-offs, head to the Terminal 4 car park. Search Melbourne Airport for details. For Kiss Cars, cloudy, possible morning shower, top of 14 today. Right now, it's 11 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together, first with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Oat and soy milk coffee is now available at selected 7-Eleven stores. And my 7-Eleven members get more with a regular coffee for only $1.50 when you scan the app. T&Cs apply.
Kiss 101.1.
Anticipation building 2 days from the grand final morning. I'm Brooklyn Ross.
Your news now.
Yeah, the Lions have touched down in Melbourne in the lead up to Saturday's decider at the MCG. They'll train at Punt Road Oval today ahead of the parade tomorrow. Sydney to arrive later today. Swans co-captain Callum Mills, the heartbreak story, not selected as he continues to battle a hamstring injury. Qantas flights out of Melbourne could be impacted today. Aircraft maintenance engineers are going on strike, calling for better pay from the airline. Melbourne's house price record could be smashed with the Meyer family set to list their epic Toorak mansion. The home set on 11,000 square metres and is tipped to break the $100 million mark. And a government housing worker is being investigated by police, accused of offering to speed up the process of getting a home in exchange for sex. The New South Wales woman has told The Guardian the staff has sent her X-rated messages and picked her up for sex. Holmes NSW says it takes the claim seriously. Your sport check in a sec.
Every day, Kenno Tyre helps loads of customers and their customers enjoy the feeling of a job made easy. So go on, get the Kenno feeling today.
North Melbourne has smashed Carlton in the AFLW overnight. The Premiership favourites kicked the first 9 goals of the match to win by 69 points and go top of the ladder. Tonight, it's the Cats hosting the Hawks. And in netball, the Diamonds have beaten England 69-56 to take out the series 2-1. The Kiss Cast is coming up next.
With a Bridgestone Tech Check, you'll be sent a 60-second video inspection to see what needs fixing now and what can wait. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Staying cloudy today with a top of 14, tomorrow sunny and 17. And Coldplay coming back to Melbourne, and only Kiss can win you an entire row of tickets Reserve yours from 10 this morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1. Now it's back to Kyle and Jackie O.
Kyle and Jackie O Show, live from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, we're over here in Beverly Hills this week. Tomorrow, George Costanza on the air. I caught up with him during
George.
The week.
George.
Yeah. He's doing the new Uber Eats TV campaign.
Yeah. What's the premise?
I think it launches tonight in Australia, so you'll see it on TV. It's like, it's him sort of being George, but also, you know, not really being George, falling flat. You know, trying to make jokes at the dinner table and parties and stuff. And people are like, and he realizes he needs to buy canned laughter to make his jokes work from the old Seinfeld.
That's actually funny.
So then he orders it on Uber and then he pops the lid and there's a lot of different. So he's so great.
Oh, yeah.
So good to see him as himself again.
Yeah.
And I also noticed on the TV news here today, big news in Los Angeles. They put a $50,000 reward out, the police have, because a woman was riding one of those electric scooters that every city in the world has now on the footpath through Koreatown in LA, hit a man. The woman stopped after she hit the guy, said to the guy, "You all right?" He refused to be transported to the hospital and, "Yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine." But 20 minutes later, the guy dropped dead. Now they're trying to search for this woman for vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah.
And they put a $50,000 reward up. So if you are riding those scooters or those bikes, ride them where you're supposed to ride them. You don't want to be going to jail for vehicular manslaughter.
Which you can, yeah.
That's quite surprising,
right? It is, isn't it?
One of those little scooters. They must have been hauling ass.
Probably. And I don't think you're allowed to ride them in Koreatown. I know that that's irrelevant, but
I think they're Chinese made, and there's a whole thing going on there.
Is it just a one zone around?
Yeah, like they don't let them.
You're not allowed to ride them on the footpath, especially in Koreatown.
In Koreatown, yeah. I think because it's so busy as well. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, it's
crazy.
Have
you heard the US is banning the Chinese cars?
Yes.
When they first put a tax, they basically doubled the price of them here, and then they did this big investigation. And you know, there's a movie where all the Teslas get overtaken and just start crashing into everything.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Yeah, and so they basically think, no, that's a real danger of, well, if it's all Chinese technology, if China wanted
that's
to...
That's right. What their fear is, Jackie, the government in the US, is that if there's enough of these Chinese vehicles, electric vehicles, with all the Chinese tech in it, they could, if they were some sort of Dr. Evil type of Chinese guy, could cause them all to have an accident at the same time.
Unreasonable to think that could happen.
That's almost as unlikely as exploding pages and things like that. All go, like the crazy science fiction stuff that we watched on TV, a lot of that stuff they're actually able to
do
now.
Yeah. And your car that you got in that was completely self-driving.
That could end up having a mind of its own, be taken, hacked in by someone else.
Oh, talking of your car.
Yeah, the driverless car.
No. Your car you drove
car
here in.
Yeah, the Range Rover.
I noticed a little bit of side damage on the...
Yeah, that's in the side mirror. It clipped another car when I'm driving too close to the wrong side of the road.
There's a pattern
here.
The pattern is when the steering wheel switches sides, suddenly I am a little out of whack with the...
Maybe not, because the last photo I saw of you was standing beside your vehicle being or your car being put on a tow truck after you ripped the door off it.
Now, that wasn't my fault. That was Kitty's fault for leaving
What sort of a mother? What sort of a mother points the finger at the 13-year-old?
I just realised that was bad form. No, it wasn't. Oh, look, that was an accident. She left the door open accidentally.
It was still her fault, though, by the sound of it.
No, it's my fault then, you know.
So your mirror isn't hanging off.
It's just got a little smudge on it. It's fine.
Smudge.
Fine. They won't even notice. I'll lick it before I go in there.
What, the operator? The guy at Avis.
It's how I get my way every time.
The guy at Avis and Hertz. Watch out, fellas.
I'll lick it for you. No, I'll lick the side.
Stop making me laugh. I've got such a sore throat. I sound like Muttley from that. Remember that old cartoon? That's my throat. I should have stayed in bed all day.
No, I'm glad you came out.
I haven't even enjoyed your company, you two.
Haven't you?
You've just been out there laying on the bed like your Zsa Zsa Gabor. And I've got to get up sick and go, 2 minutes, Jackie. And she's like, what?
I thought you were asleep out there.
She was.
I was. It was so nice out there. It was so sunny and beautiful.
Okay, let's put Teddy Swims on. Lose control. Last calls are next. You want to ring? 13-1065 to get through here at Kiss.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm blue when you're not next to me? I'm
Swims, Lose Control this morning here at Kiss FM. Kyle, Jackie, morning.
Kyle and Jackie O.
You are somewhere in Beverly Hills.
Broadcasting live from Beverly Hills.
A few last calls, then Gordy's in charge all day. 13-1065.
Kumar, you've called through. G'day.
He's in Melbourne. Hey, bro.
Hey.
Hey, Jackie. Hey, Kyle. How are you?
Hey.
Mate, very good. Well. What can we do for you, buddy?
Well, I was just listening to the story this morning about Jackie and her master numbers and angel numbers.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I want to give a little bit of input there and say, Do you know that every individual person has their own master number based on their date of birth?
Oh, yeah. So you're talking, I think mine's 9.
Have you heard about that before?
Is that the one where you add together your birth date to make one number?
Your birth date together and that's all your master number is.
Hang on. What do you add?
You add, like, for
you
me,
add
it's
all
30.
All the numbers of your birthday.
Okay, so yeah. Mine's the 10th, 06.
What's
yours, Scott? 10/06/71.
But do you do 1971?
You got to do 1971.
Okay.
And now add all the numbers together. So what is it, 10?
10.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then 6. So 16.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then 1971.
So then I'm 16 out. And then add another 10, so 26. And then 70 what?
71.
7, 6.
Are you using your toes?
6, 2, 7, 2, 8, 2, 9, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 4 plus 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yours is 7, I think. Your master number is 7.
Oh, cool. Is it?
Yeah. So yours is 7.
It's the same television network I'm signed with. That's a sign.
Well, mine's 9.
Well, you're shit out of luck then.
but I will say that apparently, and I don't know if, how much you know about this, Kumar, but when you get when your number is 9, that is your last life. Like you're at the end.
No wonder you're so miserable.
Number, the highest master number is actually 11.
I didn't know there was 11. I thought I only went to 9.
33. 11, 22, and 33 are ascended grandmaster numbers. Sorry, guys, sense are buzzing in.
Oh, right.
What the hell is everyone talking about?
Oh, so you can. I see. So if you get to 11, you don't make it 2.
Exactly.
Guys, well, then why do they have 2 in
guys,
there?
Guys, this is all bullshit anyway, isn't it?
I don't know.
The counting of the numbers.
I don't know.
No one's changing their life by these numbers, are they?
No, I think it's more of a personality trait you might have when with your master number. It's like it tells you what kind of person you are.
I'm telling you, anyone that knows their master number, they're a personality I don't want to know.
Yeah, that's me, though.
Sorry, Kumar, you're out. Jackie, you're out too. Enjoy your last life.
Well, I'm not at 11, so apparently it's not.
Lisa from up in the mountains. Mountain woman Lisa. Hi, darling.
Hey.
Hi, darlings. How are you all the way over there?
Yeah, we're doing all right. How are you doing up in the mountains?
Not too bad. We had a few missing, but they came back over a couple of weekends with the police. I try and keep up. But I am mourning poor intern Pete, and I've lit a candle for him with rosary beads around, and I've said a few prayers for him, and hopefully his luck will turn around.
Well,
he's not having a good time at the moment, Lisa, is he?
No.
Do you reckon he's cursed?
I think he's just having an incredibly bad year.
Yeah.
I think so, and it may stop, but the candle's still flickering like no man's business. But as Groovy, he will find closure with his mother and his grandmother, but it's going to take time.
How long are we going to suffer through his weirdness? Like, how long is this going to take? Will he be okay?
He will be okay. The Lord said, yes, he will be okay. But he's got to watch his health and make sure he doesn't meet the wrong people. He's got to make sure he gets in a good group, stays positive. If he gets depressed, call out to anyone, even me. I've tried to volunteer for the suicide callback centre, but they didn't offer to. But call out to anyone in Tempe.
So you offered to volunteer? Oh, are you moonlighting on the call centre, or they said no to you?
No, I just rang them up and asked them to if I could volunteer, but
and they said
they
no.
Never got back to me. Yeah. So as long as he's got his friends around and he's looking okay and he's eating.
Well, none of that's happening. None of that's happening. And I tell you what, he's living in a share house with a bunch of. Who are you? What Nashos are you living with, Peter? You're in a share. Is it some sort of hostel?
Not yet. 99% has got a Taiwanese feel about it. That's the food. So, I translated.
So, a lot of Thai guys live. How did you find this place?
Facebook Marketplace. So,
how many are in the one apartment?
I've seen 3, but there could be 4. One of them looks the same. I don't know if they're twins or it's the same, but not yet. I'm being truthful.
Maybe
here.
You just saw the same guy twice.
That's what I think. I don't know, but maybe I had a jumper. It was very confusing. But look, Lisa, thank you for calling. I'm not depressed, by the way. No, I'm not depressed. I'm here with my friends, which is all of us here at the radio station. Yeah. You too, Kyle, Jack, obviously.
Colleagues, really.
So what are you feeling then, Peter?
I'm feeling just a bit whacking, like you got to live life, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be doom and gloom about it. Like, let's go.
No, but you know, that's like you're trying to make yourself feel better. But, like, what do you actually feel inside?
Oh, probably nothing.
I feel sadness is there. I feel it's like it's been a shit year.
Yeah, but
also,
are you putting a polish on it?
Yeah, so don't pretend. What are you actually feeling?
Do you need any help or not? I know it's not a, you know, are you okay day, but I suppose every now and then we don't have to just ask on the day.
Yeah. No, I'm going to try it cancelling soon. I've been thinking about that. And then, but like, just to keep on track. Cancelling? Like, just to try and keep on track with things, I suppose, mentally, because otherwise I'll just drink too much and party and stuff, and I don't really, I think I'm too old to be behaving like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's probably good to start looking inwards, Peter.
I think so, yeah.
It's his fault.
No, it's not his fault, but sometimes these circumstances can help you in other ways, you know.
That's bullshit you read in the book.
No, it's absolutely true. I believe our worst times become, like, we become better for it.
My biggest fear, and I genuinely mean this, is I don't want to bring anyone else down. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be the party pooper, if you know what I mean. So that's
But just masking everything and pretending everything's okay is not doing you any good.
But it's keeping me...
You need to look after yourself first. You don't have to pretend with people.
I'm training. Well,
third looks after himself. Third,
who comes before him?
You and me.
No, absolutely.
No, he doesn't have to put on a brave face.
He still has to do his job. Otherwise, he has to go away.
But you know, I feel sorry for you, Peter. I know how it must be awful.
I see. This is, and I really, really appreciate this. But this is my biggest fear: is that when you feel like you have to feel sorry for me.
No,
I don't feel like I have to feel anything.
Maybe saying feeling sorry for is the wrong choice of words.
Yeah,
there,
we pity you.
I understand what you're going through, and it will.
It's understandable.
Better.
Knowing you, it's understandable.
No, I'm just saying we all go through these periods.
Excuse me, guys.
Do you cry much?
Yes, Pedro.
Do you guys reckon the best way forward here for Pete to heal and sort of get over this sort of stuff is for us to know the truth about what happened with him and Justin on the air?
Oh, 100%, because we all know something's there that...
Do you think something else happened?
100%.
Well, I don't think we got the story.
We all think that.
Oh, no, Justin decided he doesn't feel the same way anymore, and that was that.
I can't imagine that's the case, because they were so perfect for each other.
But what do you think happened then? What else could it be?
I think he realised that Pete's a lying, conniving, smuggling, doing everything for himself at the expense of others. I think he exposed himself. Hard to hide when you're living in the same house as someone.
Peter?
Morning, guys. How are you going? I still don't know, and I think I did get past that, the unknown. Like, I did work on that last.
Oh, so you don't even understand?
Not really.
You didn't bother asking?
Well, I just said, do I get a chance to try and make up for it? And he's like, nah.
Make up for what?
As in, like, as in a chance to, like, work on our relationship and stuff, and wasn't so keen. So, and this is where we've landed, which is... Starting, I guess.
And then he blocked everyone on the show as well, so is that right?
Well, yeah, I just think that was a bit triggering for him because he was seeing a lot of things and, like, how much of a big part of you guys are in my life, like the show and everyone like that.
I barely see you. I don't understand why he thinks that we're like some Ernie and Bird hanging out. Some days I don't even speak to you.
I know, but in my head I speak to you. I think, like, no, that sounds weird, but... I consider you guys part of my friendship group, I guess.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you, Peter.
Kyle.
What? What, I've got to pretend?
You're the worst.
Look, I know I'm not good with my words. I'm sorry. I am doing okay. Sometimes I cry myself to sleep. Sometimes I don't. But we get up, we come here, and we have fun.
It's good in the wood.
It's not good in the wood.
I promise I'm good. I said I'm good.
Okay. Sorry. Let's go to a different caller then.
Terry's called in from Sydney. Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Jackie O. How are you?
Hi, Da.
Hi,
good,
honey.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm off to LA tomorrow, and I'm hoping you guys can give me some tips. I'm travelling with my family, my 17-year-old daughter who's with me here. We're just busy packing.
I bet she's excited.
Oh, so excited. First time.
Yeah, and a 14-year-old. Is this a boy or girl, the 14-year-old?
Boy, Louis.
Oh, right. So these are the great ages to travel.
Yeah, they're going to love it. What kind of recommendations do you need? Restaurants, what?
Yes, we need restaurants. We want a very, very nice restaurant for our anniversary, and Sienna's just turned 17, so we want a really, really nice restaurant.
Well, I met the owner of Craig's the other night on a plane. Big restaurateur here in town. We went to
a place called The Nice Guy last night. That's
really
amazing.
Cool. Romantic, hey.
Really, really nice, like beautiful inside.
If you want to go old school, Beverly Hills Hotel is always like real old school Hollywood like the very Polo impressive. Lounge. Yeah, that's impressive.
There's also the Chateau Marmont where you can sit outside. That's really pretty too.
And you can get a contact high just being there.
Yeah, it's like there's loads of restaurants.
Nobu Malibu.
Nobu Malibu's amazing. Yeah, definitely go there. That's worth it.
Actually, we'll get someone to send you some info, Terry, but enjoy your trip. Have fun.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you
Hopefully
so
we
much.
Run into you. Okay.
Congratulations,
Oh, what? Thank you.
Oh, the wedding.
He got married, remember?
The wedding.
Oh, someone else I wanted to congratulate you, Brooklyn, was live from the institution, ladies and gentlemen, it's Harmonica Boy.
Hello.
Good morning, my friends. How good are we all?
Mate, very good. How's things at the home?
Yeah, it's good in there. Going
really?
Quite good.
So what are you called up for? Is there something you wanted to congratulate Brooklyn? Did you write a song for him on the harmonica?
Yes, I sure did, actually.
Oh, thanks,
okay,
Aaron.
Are you going to play it for us? Do we need to know anything before we hear the song?
No, you don't. All it's a surprise.
Are you, now, for those that don't know, Harmonica Boy, I thought was 12 until I met him, and he's a fully grown man that's blind. But loves the harmonica. Shithouse at playing it, mind you, for clarity, but loves it. And you got to love someone that loves what they do.
We don't have much time, so I want to hear
the
song.
Quickly, let's
go,
do
Harmonica
it.
Boy, let's go.
Okay, let's do it.
Every song the same. Wow, there's some... Is that it?
Oh. There's always such a long break in the middle.
I think that's what he's gasping for.
I think he's
got
to get air,
Wow. Have you ever heard anything so gorgeous?
Gorgeous thanks, indeed.
Wow. Thank you, Harmonica Boy. That'll go down
thanks,
in history.
Harmonica Boy.
As another one of the worst harmonicas I've ever heard.
Guys, thanks for
love
joining
you,
us tomorrow. George Costanza from Seinfeld. Have a great day. See you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Jackie O.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
This moment was brought to you by Endota. Take a moment to nourish and nurture your mind and body by booking in your time for well-being with Endota today.
G'day there, text attending to some lights are on flashing Ferntree Gully at Burwood Highway and Dorset Road. Emergency power works in Deep Dean. Burke Road closed between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Take Baldwin Road. The Royal Show's kicked off at the showground. Plenty of foot traffic in and around the precinct to be mindful of. Got a few brake lights post-peak on the Westgate inbound from around Todd Road into the Burnley. Works continue for Point Cook. Snide Road is closed at Point Cook Road. You can take Dunnings Road instead and Donnybrook Road, Yan Yean, a speed trap today. The famous Camilla online warehouse sale is on now. Discover collectible prints and iconic silhouettes. Shop beautiful pieces to love forever at camilla.com.au. The Kiss Cast, cloudy, a possible morning shower, top of 14. Right now, it's 12 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss, traffic and weather together, first on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Give it up for Coldplay!
Win a row of Coldplay tickets in seconds.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Then from three, it's The Pickup with Britt, Laura and Mitch.
My darling little Lola likes to wear two pairs of undies. One pair of undies on her butt and another pair of undies on her head.
I hate to be judgmental, but when does parenting happen?
Kiss 101.1.
Rush into Chemist Warehouse and save. Save on all your favourite beauty, hair care and skincare products. Shop in-store or online today.
Score a cheeky weekly deal at Coles Express and Ready Express. This week, grab a Kit Kat Chunky for $2.50 or a 4-20 Traveller Pie, just $3. Only at Coles Express and Ready Express. Offer ends Wednesday. T's and C's apply. See in-store.
An espresso arpeggio before the kids get up.